All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epstein, and you are listening to a candid conversation on the Direct Impact podcast. We really like having our candid conversations. I think it's just like, I don't know, it's just a little bit more delicious and juicy and vulnerable and honest and just casual, not so clinical in nature. And so today, the topic is called How to Eat an Elephant. And I don't know if you have ever heard that term, but the answer to how do you eat an elephant is one bite at a time. And it's really just the analogy for like, how do you tackle big projects? How do you tackle something that's monstrous and huge and overwhelming and dysregulating? Something huge like an elephant, like how do you eat that thing? And the answer really is like taking one chunk, one bite at a time at pace that is sustainable. So I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to talk about it because it really came up when we were discussing like this season and talking about the journal and our plan to recover journal. It is about taking one bite at a time. It's about making it easy, making it sustainable, automating long-term healthy habits, and doing so when it feels dysregulating and monumental and monstrous. So it's like, I don't know, it just kind of made sense.
Yeah.
So I was just going to ask Mary, like, okay, in your life, how do you eat an elephant?
Yeah. So in the elephant terms, like, I guess looking at projects and stuff, my mind kind of goes big picture than small. So looking at the elephant as a whole and then figuring, okay, where do I feel like this is where I should start, and then recognizing, oh, I should have started back like somewhere else in the project or in the process. I think I kind of get into my head like a lot, like I guess stress or anxiety or whatever it is, like I have to get it done X, Y, Z. Like I go full throttle sometimes and that doesn't really help for longevity or sustainability.
Right.
Because then, you know, I burn out. I think other people burn out too, because we're like, we have to get it done now or else we can't move on to the next thing. I think that's where my line of thinking goes. But there are some moments where I have to just kind of stop myself and be like, slow it down, focus on this one task in front of you, then you can move on to the other thing that's plaguing your mind right now, you know?
Yeah. And I think that, I mean, from a neurodivergent perspective in my brain, and y'all know I'm ADHD, it really is about managing that nervous system and keeping it calm and keeping it regulated. And it is a farce. It is a lie, but it is that belief, that very deep belief that if I can get this done, I'll feel better. It's not true. As soon as you're done, you're already off to the next thing. And sometimes even before you're done, you're off to the next thing. So when is the rest?
Right.
When is the break? When is the celebration? And people with ADHD like really struggle with that. And so I think this helps, you know, tame that, if you will, because most things are going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Most things can be tackled systematically without overwhelm. So like what systems do you have in place that help?
I think for me, what helps is like scheduling and kind of planning out what I would like to do, or at least hope. I'm going to say hope to do, because things don't go as we plan, as we all know. So we got to give ourselves a little grace in that, you know. So like the thing I was going to come at, you know, in 2024, still working on it, is like a chore chart. You know, I know it's like for little kids, but I feel like as adults, we should be able to do that.
Snap, you know, all the things little kids get, we should get. Yeah.
But I think it also like fulfills that
time out.
Feels that like childlike need too, because I was like, oh, we're gonna get like stickers, make it fun, because that's what my brain likes, is like reward and dopamine. So I was like,
yeah,
you work with it. Good. You know, to set up like a chart of like, okay, today we're gonna focus on this one thing, and it helps me a little bit, like especially like with work and the big projects that we take on, or just catching up on stuff. I'm like, okay, this is your one main focus. Whether you start it at 2 o'clock or 8 o'clock, as long as you started it and did something, we're gonna take it, instead of kind of like the shaming thing that I know I get caught up in, that it's like, well, you should have done it better, you should have done da da da. It's like, no, just take it as a win that you did it, you started it, you know.
Yeah So calendars and scheduling is definitely one of my big workarounds. Like, it is a must have. It really helps structure my life. I don't feel controlled by it. I don't feel manipulated by it, but it definitely is my friend, and it helps me structure my day. I don't know what I would do, not only without the calendar, but the reminders that a digital calendar allows for. So it's like, reminder, this is coming up in 15 minutes. It's time to shift your focus, because it takes about 15 minutes to effectively shift the focus. But going back to the one bite at a time, I really do like using the calendar to have allotted, focused time to achieve long-term goals. So I might have focused time towards a specific, I don't know, outcome or process, like 3 times a week. So I know that throughout the week, I am devoting 6 solid focused hours to a project, okay, or to a healthy habit, or an automation, or to self-care, or to, you know, work. But that to me is huge, because you know that you're taking these bites, and you can look back and see that that time was good, it was intentional, it was focused, and it's going to reach those long-term goals if you stay with it. But it's not like, I need to do this by this exact date, because that causes anxiety and it kills your creativity.
Yeah.
I mean, because with what you and I do, and most people do, there's an element of creativity in it, and we don't want things to kill or destroy that creativity. And when your nervous system's dysregulated, and there's no creativity in that. So just a thought.
No, I think it's a good point, because I know from my friends and other people I've talked to who are creative or artists, that's one of the things that I think kills that or makes it hard for them, is when they are in that deadline mode. Like, I have to get it done by this time. And then they're trying to, like, I don't have an idea, I don't know where to approach this. But I like that of like focus time, or just being able to say, hey, you know, like releasing that date or that stress helps a little bit to be like, okay, here's how I can get the creative juices flowing again, focus on my task.
All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show.
So
So asking yourself when you are, you know, taking the bites, you know, to get through the whole elephant, is it like, am I making time a tyrant? Is it like this overlord that's, you know, making me nervous and anxious and overwhelmed? You know, am I, you know, looking at the clock, you know, or the calendar in like a negative way? Because that's huge. And I know that we have some content that we've created around the time tyrant and how to really like engage with time differently. But I think it really comes into play how you orient to time, how you react to time, your, you know, misconceptions about time, your learned beliefs about time when you're tackling projects.
I agree with that. I think it's a good intuition to know yourself and your perception of like what time is, how to tackle stuff. Because you know, for me getting ready, I used to assume like 1 hour is what I need. No, it's actually an hour and a half to get it done. And that's been a hard acceptance on my end that I need to give myself that time and space to do that. Because I know if I don't, I'm going to be scrambling in the morning and feeling even overly stressed. And here I am like coming into work, like, all that's up. Exactly. Couldn't do what I needed to do. And so that kind of affects, I think, how the rest of my day goes, or at least give, I don't have that recoil of like breathing down to de-escalate, to move into the next tasks.
Absolutely. So many things come up for me as you're talking. And also knowing that this season of our podcast, the Direct Impact Podcast, is really focusing on healthy journaling practice. And our Plan to Recover journal allows you to very creatively personalize an AM routine and a PM routine that allows for rest and renewal and priority and to really support your new healthy habits. So to me, that came up. I was like, okay, this AM routine and this PM routine, it is huge when it comes to moving through projects and tasks in a meaningful way. Where you really do have that focused attention. Because that's impossible if you're coming into work dysregulated, discombobulated, and just like scattered. So like you, I started with an AM routine that was 15 to 20 minutes. And I was like, okay, it only takes this amount of time to very quickly roll out of bed. Heaven forbid I make that bed. You know, like I'm going to roll out and I'm going to, you know, just dive into the basic necessities, no real time for self-care or, you know, easing into the day or having gratitude or any type of devotion or practice or grounding activities or stretching or whatever. And as I started to really embrace that, as I started working through my journal 3.5 years ago, my 15 to 20 minute routine in the morning is now 1 hour and 45 minutes. And I feel freaking amazing when I get into my car. And for the very first time, I'm picking up a cup of coffee. It's in the car. It's not something I'm doing before I get in the car, but I have woken up. I have a journaling practice. I have a devotional. I stretch. I move my body in a meaningful way. I am doing all kinds of things, meal prep, you know, making sure that everything's packed, my lunch, all these things that I never did before because I didn't have a concrete AM routine that supported the way I show up in the world. So like, how do you eat an elephant without a really good AM and PM routine? I don't know. And without my journal, it would have never happened for me. I'd still be rolling out of bed 20 minutes in this podcast, this YouTube stuff, it would not exist because I wouldn't have any creativity in me to do something like this. Like it would be gone. It just wouldn't exist.
No, I even think too, like when you talk about that, like how sometimes we are resistant, like even like what you're talking about, my mind is like, yeah, I couldn't do that. But I feel like it would take time to set these little small years of setting these small goals to get to the big goal.
That's right.
I've got it. And I think a lot of us are resistant to those small goals because we want to see the big end goal. And thinking like when you're talking about productivity and time, I think of just ourselves as productive beings going to work, we are told it has to be done. End of day. It needs to be done.
It'll be there.
No, it'll be there. So what if it's not done at 5 o'clock? I've got tomorrow.
And 15 minutes of focus time is going to be so much more impactful than 2 hours of crap. because you weren't rested. You didn't have a good AM or PM routine. Yeah. You're not working towards your healthy goals. And that's what I love about our journaling practice is that it allows you to steadily build momentum, grow, change, evolve, implement things, automate things over time. It takes as much time as you need. The point is you're moving forward. You're not stuck anymore. You know, we just shake off that stuckness, like be done with it and dive into something meaningful every day. Cause you can eat that elephant. You can eat three freaking elephants, you know, and just keep moving forward at that pace. And eventually, I mean, it's going to be 10 elephants that you've gotten through without even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Cause you just had healthy practices in place where you're like, one day at a time, I am taking one bite and I am cherishing and celebrating and enjoying that one bite. And tomorrow I'm going to take another bite.
There's
no other way to do it, in my opinion.
I agree with that, especially the part we're cherishing. I think that's the part we leave out when it comes to accomplishing the smaller things or eating, like you said, that one little bite. Because for some of us, that one little bite could have been so difficult to get there. So why not embrace it and be like, I did it. It's a win. Let me soak in the good stuff that I'm doing for myself.
Yeah. And that's why in our daily prompts for our journaling practice, we talk about the daily win. In our journal, we call it the victory. What was the victory today? Okay. We want to look at struggles because we want to know we're moving in the right direction. If we don't identify struggles, we're stuck. But we also want to savor the victories and be like, I am doing this well. I showed up for myself in this manner and I did it for this many days in a row. Like it's just, you want to be empowered and introspective. I mean, that's how we grow and change. And that's why, you know, we created the journal the way we did. But to me, it's about that baby step or that small bite that accomplishes the big goals, you know? And I love to listen to you, Mary, because it's like, this is a woman that knows her brain. And I think it's important to know your brain, right? Like no matter like where you are, as far as like implementation, you have to first know your brain, know your personality, know your likes and your dislikes, know who you are as an individual, so that, you know, the bite that you take can be cherished. It can be delicious. It can be, you know, juicy, and you can get everything out of it, like all that nourishment and everything that you want to take away from it. But it starts with really like knowing yourself.
I totally agree with that. Cause that's something like my practice, just working with, especially my neurodivergent clients, or they don't even have to be, like, I go to like that societal aspect of productivity. It's knowing ourselves and accepting where we're at. I think that's the big first step that we sometimes, again, struggle with, not just setting small goals, but being okay with that. Like, here I am. This is what I'm working with. Okay, great. Now let's make goals that work with ourselves and where we're at and then adjust as needed. It's a hard shift. Like I said, myself, it's hard, but it's not impossible. I think that's the big thing is like, let's celebrate those victories, take in the struggles to see what we can learn from, you know, and then move from there.
Because one bite at a time, nothing's impossible.
Right.
Absolutely nothing is impossible. Like all of your goals, all of those desires, those outcomes can be had. Therefore the taking, basically. So thanks so much. And if you are ready, you know, willing, and just want to dive into a healthier lifestyle and have that opportunity to really come back to yourself one day at a time, we really do ask that you go to Amazon and search Andrea Epting or the Plan to Recover mini journal and get started today, or, you know, as soon as possible. All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mary. You're welcome.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.